Fretfin Radio, we're back again here, always live on Lungomare Marconi, and of course some guests left and some guests arrived, and I'm talking about Mike S. Ryan. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Mike, you are a producer with a capital P, as we say in Italian, also of course abroad. So you're here especially with a film that I want to talk about, Free Indeed, by Jake Mahaffey, and I just wanted to know as well how you started his collaboration, and your collaboration with him, of course, and what really struck about Free Indeed's project.
I started a collaboration with the director, Jake. 2008, he won Best Film at South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas, with a film he made all by himself called Wellness. Prior to that, he made a film called War. And so at that point, between those two films, I saw that there was a unique visionary talent. And I usually come on when I find somebody very talented to work with, and then I structure the story or the script selection right from the beginning. So it was very early.
Your career now is, of course, probably, I imagine that films come to you, but maybe also you like, of course, the scouting and, you know, find them for the real projects. Tell me a bit about your kind of like day-to-day approach to the, you know, the vague and vast world of production.
Yeah, it's, you know, in America, it's very difficult to make art films or even to find directors who are interested in true art films. American indie scene, you know, has gone flat. It's basically gone slightly brain dead, in part because many film directors are trying to make TV career. So they're making not true cinema, but TV films. And so for me, it's a matter of knowing who are the true artists and seeing them, short films, going to film festivals. I produced a film called The Comedy by Rick Alverson, which was in Rotterdam and Sundance, and I discovered him at South by Southwest with another film he made. So I go to the festivals, and I mostly see the films that nobody else sees. I also am a journalist. I write reviews, hammertonail.com, all one word, and we review ambitious American cinema. So while I'm seeing many, many films, I'm writing and I'm discovering a lot of unknown American talent that is working outside of the market demands. They're working as true artists, not as business people.
I'm sure, of course, that helps you a lot, being sort of journalist and as well in the, you know, the field of production, because you get to see constantly so many films. But I kind of want to go back to something that you said, because I found it very interesting. I've kind of came almost, you know, it was just, now it's sort of common sense saying that TV is going upwards to the level of cinema making, whereas you said that actually is the other way around. So also the independent cinema is going flatter and flatter to the level of TV films. So you think that this is actually the way that, you know, it's not a binary kind of relationship, but actually TV, let's say, increase of quality is bringing actually cinema quality and there a bit downwards.
Yeah, I have an article right now that's in the magazine called Filmmaker Magazine. Filmmaker Magazine is the magazine of independent filmmaking in America, published by the IFP. And in there I have an article called TV is Not the New Cinema. In there I talk about what is cinema, what means cinema, and how is it different. We are living in the most fantastic age of TV. Most intelligent in theme and story and directing and in style. It's fantastic what's happening in TV. But consequently, many people have lost what cinema means, and cinema is different than TV. So we have many people who've seen audiences having all the attention on TV, and then the directors think that they must adopt TV grammar. And TV grammar is driven by dialogue and plot. And I'm not a fan of plot. I'm a fan of cinematic story. Carlos Regattas I'm a big fan of Carlos Regattas and these types of films. Meek's Cutoff that I produced with Kelly Reichardt. And it's not for everybody. Slow cinema, I'm very much of Pedro Costa.
Right.
And these things are kind of difficult for many people in America. So this is a difference in style. And many young American directors have forgotten that the language and the form in cinema is different than language and form in TV.
And also, I mean, that's what I think, but there's in cinema, there's a sort of physicality, almost the fact that actually cinema, you know, almost demands still, the way that I see it, the presence of an audience in a, you know, in a dark room with a bigger screen. And I still struggle to believe that, you know, it's about, it can actually translate into the, for example, the VOD. But how do you see that actually, this new way of kind of saving independent filmmaking and of course festival films into, of course, reaching a broader audience, so the VOD platform.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the main problem we have is that everybody wants convenience, especially young people, and they're used to having things immediately. And when they have things immediately, they also can leave them quickly. So the bigger problem is the young people making a 90-minute to 100-minute commitment to one experience without touching their phone. And this phone is a big intrusion. It's a big problem in modern life. It's you know, destroyed a lot of concentration. And so that's the bigger problem. In America, we have about 35 independent cinemas that are true independent cinemas where people can physically go see. The problem is, how do we get people to go, because there's so much garbage, especially that comes out of American film festivals, that people go, they spend $14, and then say, I could get better at House of Cards. And so what we have to do is to make the audience trust again that if you go to cinema, Ex Machina, Under Her Skin, these were successful films in America because it was cinema. And this is why you go to the room. You pay $14, you park, you struggle, you pay a lot of money, and you sit in the dark because it's different than TV. So I feel first we have to focus the American directors to get back to cinema, to distinguish from the TV. And that's the first problem. We've lost an audience, a large audience. Pretty much this is the first generation under 30 years old that does not have romantic attachment to the process of going to cinema. They have no experience. It's the first time in the history of movies that young people really don't have a romantic attachment to the physicality of going to cinema, having drink afterwards with a friend, in part because there has been no film that captures their generation. So it's many, many problems, many issues.
But as a producer, I mean, and of course as a film lover, how do you try, are you to strive to resolve these issues? So what you actually seek into, for example, you know, the movies that you produce, what kind of overall feature they have to maintain? You know, of course you've been producing such a variety of films, but I sense that you want to kind of bring the people back into the, you know, the flickering kind of green screen. So silver screen. So I just imagine that maybe there's a trait or there's a leitmotif in your productions that kind of they have to have this sort of power to bring people back in.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I can't think too much about what the audience wants, because if I did, I would never make these films. I produced, was one of the producers on Bellatar's Turin Horse. And you make such films without worrying about the fact that very few people will make admissions. And hopefully, I think that everything changes. There was a time when everybody had CDs, then they had to have MP3, and now the biggest thing of buying is vinyl, because people realize that this technology of compressed audio is garbage, and the true audio sound will come through the vinyl. And likewise, I think at some point young people will recognize that cinema gives you a true experience that's different than watching on computer, different than watching at home. And it will just be a matter of time, I think, and that's my hope.
All right, and whilst we wait, I mean, let's remind the audience, of course, that Free Indeed will be, the official screening will be on Friday, September 11th at 5:30 in Sala d'Arsena. So best of luck, of course, for your films. Great. And I hope to see you soon, always here for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.